This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
You're out!
Back.
Well, history's gonna be like fucking a lifetime. Okay, listen, you know what? Jay Baller, man, he says, go.
He says,
look at my ground. Ground beef.
Look at my ground. I got my spaghetti hanging out of my shirt. Jay Baller, you know what he's doing?
For real. He's gonna roll up. Bumping some White Snake.
He's got his 1986 Trans Am.
Ooh, Trans Am is way better.
Yeah.
He's definitely wearing white pants.
Oh, absolutely.
So
white jeans, one of those Macho Man coats, you know, with the fringe.
The fringe on the bottom?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no shirt, one button on the coat. He's listening to White Snake or Poison or
he could be a Motley Crue kind of guy.
Could be a Motley Crue.
What I'm hearing is
Don't Need Nothing But a Good Time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it don't get better than this.
No, it does not get better than this. Right here. Woof.
Hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I am your host, Dave Houghton, and with me today, who's not looking for anything but a good time, Sarah Retallick. Sarah,
hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Don't need nothing but a good time, and it don't get better than this.
It does not. Well, it does, but it... You know, for now, the standard and the bar is really, really low. So it's pretty good.
That's true. That was Poison, right?
Don't need nothing.
No, Motley Crue.
That's Motley Crue.
Yeah. Tommy Lee just doing backflips in his drum set. It's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
It was a beautiful time.
80s music, man. That's where it was.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time.
They put more work into how they looked.
Mm-hmm.
Eighties hair metal was like a full time job. You had to get the
mascara. Everything had to be
the appearance, the music, the performance on stage. Man,
let me tell you,
don't make it like that anymore.
Out of all of them, I still go Def Leppard because they weren't like they were hair. But yeah. They were, like, talented, and they were performers first and then show second.
They got a great cover band. You ever see the Def Leppard cover band?
No.
Five Guys, Nine Arms?
David.
Fantastic group. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they switch off every once in a while who's playing with the hand behind their back. So, anyway... With that being said, let's get into this week's news.
Oh man.
Not a big news week this week.
It's not. However, we are at the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But a lot of MLB players don't get in trouble in the All-Star break.
No.
I mean, some of them go home and beat their wives, but I mean, like,
right.
That's just standard MLB practice.
I don't know if you saw the list. I was going to pull up the list and add it to the list of news today. And then I was like, that's too much work. How many players, that were like chosen for the All-Star game that are injured?
Yeah,
one.
Right.
And two, how many players going into the All-Star break are injured? Every year we do see a large amount of players injured before the All-Star break. But a lot of the times we have those flukes that happen, you know, week before. Like we had Bryce Harper last year, and that one was that one like took a jab to the heart for a lot of people. But over the last few years, it's been early on in the season. People are recovering and they're hoping to be back after the All-Star break. Now it's like the last month, everyone is dropping like flies. Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
So here we are. And it will be interesting to see, is everyone going to be healthy come the second half of the season, or are we going to have a whole nother injury parade?
Well, I think we said it in last week's show that this is the point where anybody who's on top, whatever team is on top right now, there seems to be, there's going to be probably a shift, because now it's like you played hard all season. And what's surprising to me is the fact that Tampa is still on top.
Still on top.
In the AL East.
Legit. And,
I mean, it's good that you're on top and you're X amount of games ahead, but like when you put that much effort into getting that far ahead, that only means that the back end of the season is going to start to trickle. Like it's going to start to hurt you because everyone's already tired from going so hard.
Right.
But I mean, you know, who knows? Because what's going on in the AL East, you know, the Yankees are having a hard time because Aaron Judge lost his toe. You know, the Red Sox just still don't have any pitching.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on in Toronto with that team. I mean, that's an all-star caliber team, and
that
they just can't get out of their own way.
Stacked team. It's wild to me. And then here comes Baltimore. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Baltimore with a payroll of $15.34.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. They brought their glove and they just came to play.
Seriously, yeah. They got all the discounts at the book fair.
Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Shohei. You know, these are all guys that were going to the All-Star game that are not.
O-U-T
not
going to
play because they're injured.
Yeah, I saw Wander Franco was playing for Aaron Judge.
What's his name? Shane McClanahan from the Rays.
Yeah.
He's injured.
Oh, isn't Yordan Alvarez is injured?
Right. Oh, Clayton Kershaw. He's injured. He got selected. Does the MLB still do the fan voting thing to get in? I hate that.
It's infuriating because everyone votes for, of course, their favorite players.
Right.
And it's something where how my brain works is if they fall to the IR, they should be taken off the voting ballot. Like that's just how my brain works. Like, okay, like it's something where you can have it at the bottom if it's fan voting injured, but you know, you want to select, then you can put them in and then they can go to the All-Star game and be like, oh yeah, I'm an All-Star. But at the same point in time, I'm like, why are we doing this? Because now they're technically not All-Stars because they're riding the bench. Like Aaron Judge this season is not an All-Star caliber player because he is currently, you know, limping around with his toe.
Right.
So what are we doing here? Where are we setting the standard, or where are we setting this bar?
Like, I understand, like, getting hurt right before, after, like, the voting has ended. And, like, you know, like, to Shohei. He got...
Yeah,
he's not
Shohei...
He's got a blister. And
Shohei,
he's got, like, a
Mike Trout.
Thing, but, yeah.
And Bryce Harper last year. Bryce Harper last year, it was, like, the week leading into...
Right.
And he broke his hand. And that's...
Right.
You know,
that's
crazy.
Understandable. But like,
that's understandable.
All Yankee players and our Yankee fans and Mike Trout, Aaron Judge fans going out there and voting, stuffing the ballot box for somebody who's been on the DL for X amount of months now. I mean, it's just, it's stupid. It's silly. Because you're taking away the opportunity of somebody else that can make the All-Star game.
Absolutely.
You know?
Somebody else who's also playing to that next level.
Right. And I'm not bitter because Rafael Devers didn't make the All-Star, but I mean, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't think there should be any Red Sox in the All-Star this year. You know? I mean, Jansen's in there because why? Because he came from the Dodgers.
I was going to say, because of his prior team.
Right. So everyone's stuffing the ballot box for him. But I mean, like, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because then you have all of these kids who are playing really hard. They're either not even just for the players that are covering for injured players, but like these other teams that have these young kids who should be put in these positions. But because they're young kids, they're like, oh, we're going to go with the injured dude because we know the big name. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Overall, he is an all-star. Like, look at what he did last year. Like, I can agree with you. However, when it comes to, like, everyone forgets that it's based on this year, this season's performance. It's based on what they're doing. And they need to stop that crap. Like, let's move it on from fan voting. Let's do it old school style. Go off statistics for the season so thus far.
That should be in every sport. Every sport, it should be
I
based off
concur.
statistics.
I concur. I'm
I
about
just,
this life.
I mean, yeah, get the fan vote in. But you know what? How about this? Let the fans vote for the secondary. You know, let get the starters based on statistics of the first half of the year, and then the reserves, then the fans can vote. I
Perfect.
mean,
Perfect.
let's be real, because you know, just because you're a reserve player doesn't mean you're actually going to play. I mean, I know, like Dusty Baker will put everybody in; it doesn't matter. But like, let's get guys who have never even you never even thought would be an all-star. Let's get them in there.
I'm here for it.
You know,
Let's roll with this.
yeah. Let's
Let's
get
go.
Joe Shitbum Harry over there to get in the All-Star. I mean, you know, whatever.
I'm here
Second
for it. You
whatever.
know what?
It's
Why don't they have a write-in part of the ballot and they can write in you and I?
right. Yeah.
What?
I'll go.
What?
I'll go.
I'll
I'll
show up.
and you know what? I'll represent any team but the Yankees if they want me to go.
Dude, just put me in the home run derby and I'm just gonna jump in front of pitches.
Yeah.
Because have you ever seen that before? Be like, how many pitches can this chick get hit with?
I'm gonna see how many home runs I can hit with my head. Yeah. And if the
Why
one
not?
ball hits me off the head and it's over, well, you know what? It was a good run.
Could you imagine the over under on that and the odds? That'd be beautiful.
Of hitting a home run with my head or just hitting a home run?
Hitting a home run with your head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. I'd have to really swing my body.
Oh my God. Or I'll just hold you like a baseball bat and
I
just
don't know if you can
swing you.
lift me. I'm
Hey,
pretty heavy.
listen, I can get a crane.
Yeah,
A
you're gonna need a
portable little
crane.
crane.
Yeah, that's why I'm not voted in, because the MLB doesn't want to rent a crane, a flatbed, and a forklift. So
Just to get you out of your house.
just to get me out of my house, yeah. And then plus they gotta cut the hole in the wall of my house. No lie, my dad knew a guy that they had to take out when he died in his house like that.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a fucking big dude. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I think actually his name was Busta or Bubba. I forget his name, but definitely a fat guy name like that, you know?
Well, it
Yeah.
wasn't like a tiny.
No. Man, I wish I was there to see that. Now that I'm thinking of it, I wish I was there to see them just.
Like,
They
did
had.
they cut like the wall like it's the Kool-Aid
Yes.
man like jump
Yeah.
through?
Yeah.
Like,
They
no,
had.
like it was like etched out like the Kool-Aid man's
Oh,
like
yeah. They.
silhouette.
Yeah, there was one guy there was like, well, let's just cut a giant square. And then there was one guy he's just kind of like a trickster of the group. He goes, nah, let's cut out the Kool-Aid logo.
Yeah, why not?
And then
Oh
they were like,
no. Oh
that's
no. Oh
funny. All right.
yeah.
Oh yeah. All right, fine. Let's do the Kool-Aid real quick. Nobody will notice. But yeah, they had to get a they had to saw him out of his house. And they put him on, I don't think they had a flatbed for him, but they had to get a like kind of like a crane. He's a big guy.
Oh.
You know?
Meh.
R.I.P. Maybe I think your name was Buster or Bubba. I don't remember. I mean, this was the early 90s. But whatever. So what else happened in sports? Besides Bubba dying in 1990 and they had to cut him out of his fucking house. Oh man. We could do a show just based off of old stories that I recall halfway through this show.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
well,
wild.
I'll just continue like throwing out the bait and then you
Yeah.
can
Yeah, yeah.
just I'll re try to reel I'm not even gonna reel you in. I'm just gonna let you roll.
No. Just don't smack me in the back of the head if I own a boat. I still can't find that video of
There, I haven't found it either.
yeah.
I
The
have
fuck's his
alert
name?
set Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, thank you.
I don't know who has it, where it is. There's the video, still can't find it.
As soon as the lawsuit's over, then the video will
then you'll
released.
See it. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to see if it was like a with a fish.
Okay. I figured TMZ would have it by now.
Seriously, TMZ has everything.
They got we'll get into it. TMZ got a video of our biggest pickle.
Legit.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, what else we got?
All right. So this, you know, last week was the 4th of July. Yay. America. Fuck yeah. Michael Rubin had a huge 4th of July bash at his house in the Hamptons. Now, if you don't know who Michael Rubin is, he is the Fanatics CEO, which Fanatics has slowly taken over the world. And I'm ready for Fanatics to become a public company so I can attempt to buy stock in it, for crying out loud. Please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know what Fanatic is, just go on the internet and one of their ads will pop up.
Seriously.
And you know what? Nothing. It's a great place to buy your favorite team shit.
Yep.
It really is. Because it's not super expensive. It's cheap enough where you say, is this one of those knockoff Chinese sites that is going to steal my social security number?
You're spot on.
I found a jersey. I think I bought it for my son. It was a Kiki Hernandez City Connect Boston Red Sox jersey. It was $39.99. Normally those things go for like $85 to $100.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, it's 35, 30, whatever. It was almost $40. And I was like, I don't know, man. This is probably one of those sites where they just steal your identity and shit once you put your credit card in there. Fucking thing came in a week and a half. It was in. I was like, oh my God, that was real. So
it sure was. Yeah. And, you know, he's part of the card industry now. He's going to be releasing live streaming, like whatnot to buy stuff and do the live bidding. He's going to releasing one of those. Yeah. That's supposed to launch this week. They're doing actually a live break on the new Fanatics site. Yeah. This week, at the All-Star game, they have big breakers out there in Seattle, and they're going to be testing the new software and going live. Yeah. So he's smart. I gotta say, he's doing all the right things, all the right moves within the sports industry. However,
yes,
at this party, we got some rumors.
Well, let me stop you.
He had
one of those douche parties.
Oh my God, the all white?
The all white party, man. Those are so lame.
The all white. I don't.
Why?
I can't eat anything all white.
Yes, you can't eat any kind of anything. Thing with marinara sauce or barbecue sauce. And who's going to a party and not just nibbling on something? I know this was a famous party and they probably had people birding all.
Chewing it up, spitting it in their mouths.
Like Tom Brady's like, I'm going to get wild. I'm going to have a strawberry. And then the person comes and is like, oh, baby bird, you said.
You know, it wasn't an actual strawberry, like, of red color. It was like a white strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, it has to be.
It has to be a white one, because you can't have, as we learned from George Costanza, when he is wearing the Yankees jersey, trying to get fired, he's eating the strawberries, and they're going all down the front of him.
Right. Right.
Was that Lou Gehrig's jersey or Babe Ruth's jersey?
I think it was Babe Ruth's jersey.
I think it was Babe Ruth's jersey. Yeah. Yes.
That's hard to say, too. Babe Ruth's jersey. Yeah. So, all right. So, he's having an all-white douche party.
Yep.
And there's tons of athletes and stars and celebrities
and
all that.
Musicians.
Right?
Yes,
musicians,
you had Jay-Z and Beyonce made their appearance. J-Lo and Ben.
Ben slows me $10.
You know? Yeah. Ben is just all of us. He's just there for the ride. Yeah. And
like
he's
I had to give him $10 to get a pack of smokes one day.
Yeah. Ripping butts, drinking dunks. He's my spirit animal. Yeah.
Dunks, dog piss, water.
Listen, give me that ice black dunks all day.
No, man. I'm anti-dunks. That shit is dog water.
You're dog water.
It is. That shit is gross.
You're gross.
No, stop it. You cannot be a Dunkin' Donuts supporter.
I drink it every day. Oh, I get my medium ice black every day.
Then you must have acid reflux and diarrhea every fucking day.
that's how I stayed this skinny.
Okay. Well, you're on the Dunkin' Donuts diet. I get it. All right.
But I only go to one Dunk's. That's it. There's no other Dunk's that I'll go to. I go to the same Dunkin' Donuts because it's the one that has the best coffee. Like every other Dunk's that is on Route 1, that is in my town, that is in the town over, the city over, the other city, all have the shittiest coffee.
That's
awful. One Dunkin' Donuts has the best coffee within like this whole like 5 mile radius.
All right. So if I find that Dunkin' Donuts with the good coffee, I'm just miles away from your house.
Less than a mile.
All right. We're going to find it. I'm going to find it. I just got to take the map and get where all the Dunkin' Donuts are in the city that you live in that I won't mention. They do have an orange dinosaur and a great Chinese food place and a giant cactus on the middle of the road. R.I.P. I'll find it.
You'll
but
find
I also
it,
don't want to drink Dunkin' Donuts because it's dog piss.
It's all right.
All right. So anyways, so Fanatic, Mark Fanatic was having a giant all-white party. Yep.
Yes, giant all-white party with all these giant egos.
Yep.
And we had a new rumor come out of this little party.
Breaking news.
All right, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian were seen being very flirty. They were seen spending time together on the beach. They were there during the day, and then they were seen dancing together all night. And this has been everywhere, spiraling out of control.
Well, now, if anybody knows from our previous video where we exposed Kim Kardashian dancing at a Prince concert, we know that that video was not, or that dance her and Brady shared was not very elegant or
not
racy.
No. She was very much Elaine with the thumbs and the kicks.
Yep. Absolutely.
But here's my thing is, you would think that Tom would pause for a second and, you know, he could go, oh, I wonder if there are any professional athletes I can have a conversation with about, you know, relationships with a Kardashian.
Well, there are a few athletes.
Yeah, you know, right?
We know the dating history. I mean, that would know
what it's like to
what
be
it's like to date
involved in that.
Let's see. I had a list of celebrities that I don't want to say Kim Kardashian slept with, because she does rule the world, and I don't want this show to get shut down. But celebrities that Kim has hung out with that are men, okay? Maybe that she had relations with, okay?
Oh my god, what? Let's see how many I can name, which is more fucked up.
Okay. Do you want to name all celebrities or just athletes?
I can probably either or.
All right, you know what? Go through the list. Go ahead. Let's see.
Okay, we got Reggie Bush.
Yep.
We got Chris Hemsworth.
Yep.
We've got
Hemsworth.
What is his name? Humphreys. Chris Humphreys.
Oh, Chris Humphreys.
Chris Humphreys.
Oh, the other one. Miley
Why would
Cyrus.
Why would I insult Chris Hemsworth like that? He's got something.
He married Miley Cyrus. So.
Yeah, but like he also was cheating on Miley Cyrus with Jennifer Lawrence.
That's okay.
Yeah. So like, whatevs.
If I was married to Miley Cyrus, I would hang out with Jennifer Lawrence too. what's his name? Ronaldo, the soccer.
The soccer, yep. Yes.
Because
then there's like non-athletes is like Ray J.
Yeah, Ray J, Nick Lachey from 98 degrees. Then there was Miles Austin.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Then we got Chris Humphreys, she was married to for like a minute and a half, right?
72 days.
72 days, yeah. He bought $1 million ring and he didn't even have $1 million contract.
Nope.
Well,
he thought that marrying her was going to help his
Career. Yeah. I know there's other athletes, but I can't remember any of them. But other men, I mean, obviously Kanye West. Then you had Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Then you had what's his name? Your body is a winner. John Mayer. There was a rumor about her.
There was,
why do I know this? Why did I take over this list, Sarah? I'm not supposed to know anything about this. All I know is that one of her sisters is OJ Simpson's kid. Oh, you know what? I've been exposed.
Breaking.
Breaking news. I've been exposed of my Kardashian knowledge on this show. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God.
No.
Oh, man. I don't know. All right. That's it.
I guess that's that.
Yeah. But I also read something that she was also dancing with somebody else at this Fanatics party. But anyways, honestly, though, I don't know. I find this to be one of those factor crap things. And I find this to be like middle ground. Like, yeah, I know they were hanging out here and they were dancing here. But like, I feel like Tom Brady, when he sees like an attractive girl, he's just like, and they come up and they're like, oh, can we take a picture? Hey, you want to dance? And, you know, maybe they weren't even dancing. Maybe like, you know, maybe they were sitting there talking business or something. Because now he is part like owner of the Raiders, or he invested in the Raiders or something. And maybe she's like, you know, I want to invest in something in Vegas. Or maybe she's giving him tips on where to get good pizza in Vegas or something, you know. And then like the music's playing and she's just kind of wagging her shoulders, flipping her thumbs. And Tom Brady, he's such an awkward person anyways, that he's probably just, he's dancing too, but he's like doing the robot, you know, he's like. Bam, bam, beam, ba, bam, bam, beam. You know, and he doesn't know what to do with his hands half the time because, yeah. So I don't know. And then all of a sudden someone's on the wherever. Where was it? This had to be on a yacht, right?
No, it was at his house in the Hamptons.
Pond.
You know, because he's got two solariums and two horses. Was it Snoopy and Pistol Pete? I'm trying to remember what the
Pistol Pete.
Stinky Pete
from Toy Story 2.
George's horses when he says he has the house in the Hamptons.
Mm. Oh right. I remember that. Yeah. What a party though. I guess my invite got lost.
No. Well, it's because you're Paul.
That's true. I don't even have a job. Yeah. Maybe I should go to Fanatic and see if they're hiring. That could be a fucking delivery person or something.
Be like, extra, here's your newspaper.
Yeah, but what a party. A lot of celebrities. Good times.
There was a lot of people. I was like, that's too many people. It's like,
no, do you believe that, like, though? Do you believe that Tom Brady would go in the Kardashian world? I don't believe that.
Here's the thing. I can't not, but can't at the same time. So my brain goes, okay, I don't think that he would go and do be in a relationship, but he would do relations.
See, I don't think he would do relations. I honestly think that it might have been a business thing and it just looked weird. I don't know.
What's going to be the business thing? They're going to talk about Skims and like collaborate with. I know,
and
he
lost all his money in the crypto scheme. Right. He's in the midst of a divorce. Or maybe he just wanted to.
Is he looking for a job?
He's got the job if he wants it. You know, he can come here and be an analyst on IEP Radio.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, we can't pay him, but like he could pay us. You know, there's been recent photos of his ex-wife, Giselle, with some horse whisperer or whatever the fuck he does. I don't know what he does. I think he's a horse whisperer. I don't know. I just made that up. I know he's got some weird thing. They were riding horses, maybe I saw a picture of. I don't know. I don't do well in celebrity news. I do better in sports news. I'm not going to say like I'm an ace at sports news, but I'm better at sports news than I am celebrity news. So I think Giselle's dating a horse whisperer. And so they lost their money, you know, however many millions of dollars that they lost in crypto. And like, she's a billionaire. Or maybe he just wanted to smell Kanye West's dick. I don't know.
But then he would have to have relations in order to do that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she made a perfume out of it.
Ugh.
Maybe he's trying to see if Pete Davidson is dating Giselle. Who knows? I mean, that guy gets around. I think there was a rumor that they were dating. I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm better at sports than I am celebrity shit.
I don't know. You know a lot.
I know.
I think we just, I threw the bait out there and
you did. You got me.
Just got you.
You got me. Yeah. Anything else happened at this party? There's never a fight. No fights. No.
No. Because they were drinking clear liquids and like white foods.
Oh, man. Everything was white.
I'm going to guess. The caviar is white.
Those parties are stupid. Anyways, yeah. I guess, you know what? Fuck it. Tom Brady, if you're listening, whatever, go for it. You know? You want some random-ass hookup? I guess Kim Kardashian's the most randomest hookup you can possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll find out soon if he's going to smash this piglet or not. So, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't see it. And I'm not saying because, like, I'm not supporting Tom Brady. Like, I don't give a shit. Whatever. It's not like one of those Boston things where it's like, fucking Tom Brady's a fucking goat, dude. He's a god. He's never going to fucking do any kind of shit. Like, I don't, whatever. Like, Tom Brady left, and that was the end of it. I was like, oh, Tom Brady doesn't live here anymore.
Nope.
But, I mean, you know, thanks for the championships, but whatever you do from here on in, that's cool, whatever.
I'm always just watching and waiting for the remnants of the curse.
What curse?
The Kardashian curse.
Oh, the Kardashian curse. Oh, yeah. Right, of course.
I'm always here for it.
What could happen with Tom that on a curse, a Kardashian curse that hasn't happened to him yet? He's divorced. Not that he's broke, but he lost a lot of money in investments. What else could happen?
He's going to gain 50 pounds.
He's going to eat a strawberry and a tomato and his fucking insides are going to explode and
die. He's going to just.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
You watch. He's
Kim's gonna be like, Tom, we can only have sex if you eat this tomato. And he's gonna be like, oh my god. And he takes a bite and all of a sudden he's like, his head explodes. Like one of those cheesy 80 movies where the head explodes, you know?
And then it just keeps replaying
over and
over again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so let's take a break and gather ourselves. And I'm going to try to wash myself from the Kardashian talk. And we'll find out who this podcast of the month is. And then we'll be right back with our biggest pickle.
Welcome to the Growing Up Bananas podcast. My name is Ethan. This is my co-host, Sam. What are we doing here?
The podcast will explore the internal battle of not just Asian immigrants, but every immigrant. Whether it's staying true to thousands of years of culture that our parents passed on to us and their parents passed on to them, or assimilating to what we see around us. So why is it bananas?
Well, a banana was a slur used for an Asian person who'd lost touch with their heritage. Yellow on the outside, white on the inside. Growing up is hard enough as it is, and we find ourselves in a situation where we're not quite Asian enough for the Asians, and unfortunately unable to change the colour of our skin.
Unless you're MJ.
Well, that's true.
We've been thinking about it, and as travel becomes more accessible, the world will become more intertwined. With that, the number of people who go through the same ups and downs of living in a foreign country like we did will rise. We want to share these experiences with you.
Throughout the journey, we're inviting a series of guests to share their compelling stories with us. We hope to have the likes of Dami Im, Jeremy Lin, Jackie Chan, and Ando, who will hopefully join us as guests along the way.
Follow us on socials to stay updated with Growing Up Bananas, and we look forward to sharing our stories with you.
All right, welcome back to In a Pickle. That was the podcast of the month, the Grub, Growing Up Bananas, based out of Australia. That's our friends from down on the, right? Shrimp on the barbie.
Baby, a dango ate your baby.
Yeah, all right.
No, I was doing Seinfeld.
I know Elaine. You were. Yeah. I know, yeah.
Now, that's all I know from Australia. They do shrimp.
I'm surprised you forgot Crocodile Dundee.
Well, he's an American hero.
Yeah.
He is an Australian hero that came to America. Yeah.
I was waiting for it. Yeah, that's why I wasn't going to say anything, because I was waiting for Crocodile Dundee to come out of your mouth.
Yeah. I think the Australian slogan for, like American slogans, like come to America, we're all fat. The Australian slogan is, that's not a knife, this is a knife.
Ooh. Right?
When they visit Australia, that's not a knife, this is a knife. Right? I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Fuck it. All right. So let's get into this week's biggest pickle. Sarah, who is this week's biggest pickle?
All right. This week's biggest pickle is Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama. I was taught how to say his last victim. I think he's the victim.
Wembanyama.
I think he's the victim here.
Wembanyama.
My son taught me how to say his name. It took me forever to learn how to say Antetokounmpo.
Yep.
Now I know how to say Victor Wembanyama. So
let's just go, Webby. That's what they call it. Wembanyama is what they call him.
Go with Wemby. Listen, I'm saying it now, and I've leaked it out on our social media accounts. If you want to go to IEPradio.com and check out all of our social media, I've sprinkled the fact where I think Wembanyama is a bust. Or he's going to be a bust. He's too tall. He's lanky. Yeah, he can get the ball and dunk it right away because his wingspan is 150 feet. So he's 7'5 in height, but when he puts his arms up, he's actually 23.
Yeah, I could not stop laughing yesterday when the South Park episode came on, was when Kyle had the surgery because he wanted to play basketball.
I wish I put that together. That is amazing.
I could not, Kyle Broflovsky has, Mr. Garrison's balls in his knees.
Yeah.
Amazing. I want to be at, where's the dolphin seating? that episode. I was like, oh my God, it's Wemby as I'm watching the episode. Oh. I'm awful. Anywho.
Is Victor Wembanyama this week's biggest pickle?
He is not this week's biggest pickle. Okay. He himself.
Right.
However, his security team is going to be the biggest pickle.
See, now I'm disagreeing with this, but
you can disagree.
That's fine. I think the person involved in this is this week's biggest pickle, but
you can agree to disagree.
I know she's your hero, so go ahead.
Let's
explain the story.
All right. So his security team is the biggest pickle for slapping a Britney Spears.
All right. Now, listen, I find this story to be the most hilarious news story out there because I don't blame. So there was an interview with Wembanyama, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the whole Britney Spears thing. He's like, I had no idea who was there. I didn't know she was there. I had no clue. My security team told me to just walk out this door and keep walking. Don't listen to anybody, no matter who calls your name. Don't look down, just keep walking. Don't stop moving. Right. So now people are grabbing at him. They're calling his name. He's doing this. All he's trying to do is listen to a security guard or security team and get to where he needs to go. Right. Britney Spears comes out and says that she was slapped in the face by his security team and that she always approached her fans and stopped and did all this, and her security team never slapped anybody. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Sure. But also, Britney Spears said that she grabbed him on the shoulder to try to get his attention, which I do not believe because
she didn't grab him. If you watch the video, it's in the segment.
Okay. All right.
It's in the segment.
All right. Do you just want to explain this? Want to explain the whole thing?
I'll explain the whole thing because I dissected.
I got a problem with everything.
Listen, for me, this was the most random
news
story to come out this week.
Yeah.
Randomest thing. of all things, like, who could have docked this up to have this be, you would never in any,
this story sounds like universe. A made up internet rumor.
Yes. Yeah. Like Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian is more believable than this.
I know. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's why this whole week you posted it first. And if you don't follow us on socials, you should, because it was posted on IAP and I was out. I don't remember where I was, but I saw it and I was like, that ain't true. That's got to be a rumor. And
then Dave's lost his mind. He's making things up now.
Completely lost it.
Right.
And then I went down the rabbit hole. Oy. So if you have not seen the video, I believe it's on our socials. We have the
I don't know if I put the video up, but it might be.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, the video is out there. It will be up. So there. There's a lot of weird things that transpire in this clip. And it gives you a glimpse into the incident. But around this, I came up with a little game.
Yes.
Which, it's going off of the interview with him, her reaction, the video itself. I call it cucumber or relish.
Yes.
So cucumber is the truth and relish is absolute bullshit.
All right.
So let's start with Wemby's interview, like after the incident, where he said he was grabbed from the back.
Yes.
From a fan. This is absolute relish, because if you watch that video, he was not touched. Like the hand from Brittany went up, and that's when it was smacked away. And not for nothing, I know that he said that he was supposed to keep his head down, but I don't know. Usually I saw him when he was out doing other things and he was grabbed and he looked, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where he so I feel that that was him saying that, where he was grabbed. You can see clear as day in the video he was not grabbed.
All right, but there was somebody running up to him in a security team, right?
Okay,
so
cucumber, gonna go with that.
Yeah,
absolutely true.
All right. Yeah. The biggest part is and I'm not sure if you have this written down, so I'm just gonna let you go, and then if you don't say it, then I will mention it.
I know where you're going. He says that Brittany says that she actually, attempted to tap him on the back, or she did tap him on the back. It all seems whatever. So she got far. Brittany said that she was slapped. So she said she was slapped. And here's where the gray area is for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people, because we're at the back of it. So for this, I'm going to say sliced cucumbers with a drizzle of relish on top of it.
All right.
Because you can hear a slap, but at the same point in time, I think Brittany was wearing sunglasses, and it's also the sound of sunglasses hitting the floor.
Right.
One. And two, his hand goes up and makes contact with her hand. So we don't know exactly if it's his hand backhanding her or her hand hitting herself, which I think her hand hitting herself is far more embarrassing than her getting slapped. And I shouldn't, but yeah. But there's definitely some contact made there.
Right.
Whatever it may be. And then after that, Brittany had made the decision to yell, "That's America for you. Fuck you all," in an English accent.
Yes.
And the big question here, is it cucumber or relish? Because is Brittany pulling off the English accent?
Okay. I'm going cucumber.
You're going cucumber? I'm going relish.
Because there has been multiple reports, and this is the rabbit hole that I went down after I found this out. There are multiple reports out there that saying that for the past year and a half or 2 years, Britney Spears has only been speaking in an English accent.
Ooh.
So I'm saying cucumber. And this is why I said where the security team, not that I think the security team would even know who Britney Spears is. She's not a wash-up celebrity. But she's a celebrity who's only recently been in the news because she's trying to get out of the court-ordered protection warrant from her father, which obviously now she's a free person. I also think that there is, she does have some kind of, she's locked, you know, she...
I mean, she was locked up and medicated and all sorts of shit for
2007, she lost her mind, obviously, and it's never come back. But if someone's randomly running up to you and you're a celebrity...
In an fake English accent. Yeah.
Hello, Victor Wembing. Let's have a sport or tea.
And I'm like, Victor, who the fuck is
Victor,
this?
Victor. Yeah. Excuse me, Governor. Pip, pip.
She's definitely... She, I think the whole fucking British accent's a cucumber.
So you're here for it. You think it?
Yeah. I think she did it. Yeah. I think she did the British accent to get his attention. Also, you're a celebrity. Like, just get your people to call his people and then you can meet.
Well, that was where I was very confused is, but I don't think she actually had a full on entourage with her. You know, now that she is out and about, it seems like she's only traveling in a very small group where it's like her or one other friend. And she doesn't really, like, security in certain establishments will know that she's there, but she's not really traveling with people. She's trying to go incognito.
No, I think ever since she got out of her, oh my God, conservatorship thing, I don't think she has the proper funds to hire her own security team. Plus, I don't think like her celebrity status warrants a full-fledged security team anymore. You know?
Well, she's differ.
I mean, she's 42 years old. She hasn't had an album come out in maybe, I don't know, 15 years. She did the residency.
Yeah,
she did the residency in Vegas, but like she went from the stage to back to her hotel room that was in the same building.
But that's the thing. I think that now, because she was so in the bubble, she is out and about now, and she wants to do it. You know, not having to wait for scheduling of security.
Yeah.
But yeah, no charges were filed against Victor's security team. And Brittany just wants an apology from his camp. It is said that security guard did apologize, but I think that she just wants something more. But again, I don't know if she asked in an English accent or not.
Right.
I don't know what accent that was, but I tried.
It was a mixture of everyone.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yeah. I mean, in my mindset, I'm like, just do it, because the fans of any pop artist are more dangerous than anything. So,
yeah, but her fans are all our age.
Not all of them. You'd be, but they're also, stop for a second too. If you are at our age, right, and you're a diehard Britney Spears fan, you have adult cash. You have the ability to get adult things.
And you have a fucking mental problem because you're still a Britney Spears diehard fan.
Hey, listen, there are some people out there. Like, haters are going to hate.
Sarah, are you one of these fucking people?
I do enjoy me my Britney, but I'm more like...
But like, are you a diehard fan? Do you have a Britney Spears tattoo somewhere in your body?
No. No.
It just says, hit me, baby, one more time across your neck.
But I had that before Britney came out.
No, okay. Or what was the other one? What was the one when she was the airplane stewardess?
Toxic.
Thank you. Yeah. No, that's not. Strong.
That's
enough.
On my forehead.
What, Sarah, what's your favorite movie?
What's my favorite movie? Yeah.
Is it the Britney Spears movie?
No, it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
No, it's that Britney Spears movie she did.
What Britney? Which one?
Don't fucking lie that you don't know the Britney Spears movie that she did back in the early
2000s. Oh my God, it's
Crossroads.
There you go. You Googled that shit.
I did.
No, that was bad. Yeah. Bad. No.
2002.
You know what?
It's got a 3.6 rating out of 10 on IMDb.
I'm going to tell you this, though. I do love me some Spice World.
Oh, well, yeah. Spice up your life.
I mean, all day. I mean, come on now. So
if the guys at Bev's Video Kingdom are listening to this show right now, or any of the movie reviews on the Den Network are listening to this show right now, Crossroads. If you want to review Crossroads,
pain.
Contact IAP Radio, and we will get Sarah to come on your show. She's a fucking huge Britney Spears fan.
Oh, God. That movie is so fucking bad.
Anyone listening to the show, if you want to talk about Crossroads with Britney Spears, Sarah's your girl.
So bad.
Honestly, though, do you think that the Britney Spears using the British accent is relish?
I asked if she was pulling it off.
Oh, I think so, because she is so, she's very, let's be honest, though, she's tapped.
Oh, I know she's tapped, but I don't think she's pulling it off. I think just a little bit more and she'll have it, but I still think it's relish.
You just think the accent's relish?
Oh, yeah. She's not pulling off the accent quite yet.
Right. Okay.
That's what's the relish.
And the funny part is Webby is French, so she had the wrong accent to begin with. So, I mean, she's just,
you should have been like, monsieur.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Yeah. Snails.
Macaroon.
The escargot, the snails. Oh, yeah.
God. Crepe.
I agree with you, though. Any athlete should definitely fear the fans of a pop princess. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you on that. But I just...
Look at what the Swifties do. Swifties are out of control.
You
even still have Madonna's fans that are...
Yeah.
Like, they will shank you. And not in a back alley. They're going to do it in broad daylight.
They'll do it in broad daylight in the middle
of the bright colors.
Park.
Yeah. It's fine. They're here for it.
Wow. Yeah,
so
that's true.
Just apologize. Just be like, you know, like, I'm sorry what transpired. And just move on. Because then, you know what? It would have already been done. And you could just focus on becoming a bust.
Give her an autographed jersey. Here you go. Get a picture with her. But she's going to ask for the picture and she's going to ask the camera person to focus just on her. And it's going to be her face from, you know, her entire body from like maybe like belly button up. Right.
Yep.
And Victor Wembanyama is head's going to be cut out. Yeah. It's just going to be completely
it's
cut
just
out.
His crotch.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it's the best part.
Yeah. She's like, look at that. I come up to his crotch.
Yeah, I just feel that for his camp, it would be the smartest move because Britney Spears fans are nagging their husbands right now who are Spurs fans or ready to watch this kid do something. And they're going to be like, we are not supporting this. We're not supporting him. We're not, it's a vicious cycle. Just
right.
Get it. Just get it taken care of now.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. So watch your back, Webby, because pop princess fans they're coming for you. So just apologize. Sarah's right. Just apologize.
Oh,
so.
baby.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to know?
Yeah. What was she supposed to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go grabbing
people. So, all right. So that's going to do it for this episode. It really does sound like fake news. The whole episode sounds like fake news. People are listening to this episode right now going, none of that's fucking true. I'm not even going to look it up.
None of it's true. And it's like the weirdest intertwining of sports and all this other crap. It does not seem real. The only thing that seems real is the All-Star game, All-Star break we're at. Like nothing else in this seems real at all.
Right. Yeah. All right. So go over to IAPradio.com to check out all of our social media accounts. Go over to Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. And now, In a Pickle is on Threads. Another site for us to waste our time on. It's the same exact thing as Twitter, only it's owned by the Zucker robot. So, and now we know what they're fighting for.
Yes.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, billionaires. Boom. Go over to IAP Radio and listen to all of our past shows. Rate and review, boost us up the charts, help us out. You guys are doing. I've been getting a lot of feedback about how. People are listening to the show, and I'm actually very excited and surprised. And I appreciate all the feedback that I get on the social media. It's nice. It's heartwarming.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we do. Go over to Daddy O Sports Cards on Instagram and follow Sarah. She's also on Threads too.
Is there.
Yeah. completely pointless thing.
Hey, I'm here for it. Just another thing to distract me from real life.
Yeah,
shit.
That's all. Deluxe Edition Network. You can go and listen to all the podcasts on the Den Network, especially this week's or this month's podcast of the month, Grub, Growing Up with Bananas, the Asians that are from Australia. Seems like there's a lot. So, so that's it. Yeah, dennetwork.com, ietradio.com, and you can find our beautiful faces there. So, for Sarah Raytalik, I'm Dave Houghton, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Nick here from the S1E1 podcast. Each week, we pick a different sitcom, watch just the first televised episode, and ignoring anything we may know about the future run of that series, decide if it's a show that we want to greenlight or cancel.
We very seriously dissect TV shows for no reason at all.
I gotta pee. Fucking old timey. Ah, I got a Frankenstein in my show. So do I.
You should know because right now you're dressed like a London DJ. Moving forward, unless there's anything else depressing about my life you want to bring up.
That's impressive to find that many bad shows.
Who's Boner?
I don't even know what a Banksy is.
Catch us each week wherever you listen to podcasts and visit us at s1e1pod.com for links to everywhere you can find us.